Well, I've been on my own since I was 15, since my folks died. And I had no brothers or sisters or close kin in that part of the country. So I lit on out of there and I haven't been back since. You could just call me a tumbleweed blowing in the wind. Well, Rose, I've walked about a mile around this boat deck and chewed over how great the weather's been and how I grew up, but I reckon that's not why he came to talk to me, is it?
Mr. Dawson, I...
Jack.
Jack? I want to thank you for what you did. Not just for pulling me back, but for your discretion.
You're welcome.
Look, I know what you must be thinking. Poor little rich girl. What does she know about misery?
No. No, it's not what I was thinking. What I was thinking was, what could have happened to this girl to make her think she had no way out?
Well, I... It was everything. It was my whole world and all the people in it. And the inertia of my life. Plunging ahead and me powerless to stop it.
God, look at that thing. You would have gone straight to the bottom.
500 invitations have gone out. All of Philadelphia society will be there. And all the while I feel I'm standing in the middle of a crowded room screaming at the top of my lungs and no one even looks up.
Do you love him?
Pardon me?
Do you love him?
You're being very rude. You shouldn't be asking me this.
Well, it's a simple question. Do you love the guy or not?
This is not a suitable conversation.
Can't you just answer the question?
This is absurd.